A session designed for the public to meet Mayor Ron Wasnow drew some questions from City of Powell River councillors about the process for organizing the meeting. At the January 19 City Council meeting, Wasnow announced that on January 28, between 2 and 4 p.m. at Evergreen Theater, there will be an opportunity for anyone to come and meet the mayor. Councillor Cindy Elliott said the prospect of a Meet the Mayor session is amazing, but most councillors found out about the meeting through newspaper advertising. "We're just wondering if communication channels got missed somehow," said Elliott. "I am wondering what the process was for planning that we somehow missed all of council in the planning of it." Wasnow said during the election, he said if he was elected, he would have monthly meetings to provide the public with an opportunity to highlight what they think are opportunities for the city. "I made a promise during the election, there are no city staff involved in terms of arranging, consulting or doing this," said Wasnow. "I certainly note that in the future, I would be glad to bring this to the attention of all councillors, if there will be a follow-up Meet the Mayor meeting." Councillor George Dowt said he was disappointed that he read about the session by reading an ad in the newspaper. "Do I take from that, you are paying for the advertising and the room?" asked Dowt. Wasnow said he believed the advertising was paid for by the communications department. Councillor Trina Isakson said her concern is for spending on something that hadn't come through City Council. Dowt said he had a question for the interim chief administrative, SAU, officer, and that was whether there is communications funding available if an individual councillor wants to have an event with the public. "Is there funding available for me to advertise and to rent a room to do that?" asked Dowt. Interim SAU Chris Jackson said the mayor has a little bit more responsibility through the legislation, so Jackson can look at it as a very limited difference, giving the mayor a bit more space, until council chooses otherwise. During question period at the end of the council meeting, city resident Sherry Burton, who was one of the meeting's attendees, said she was disappointed by the concerns raised by councillors regarding the Meet the Mayor session. "I clearly recall, during the election, the mayor's promise to hold monthly Meet the Mayor sessions," said Burton. "This type of question and answer forum gives the public opportunities to raise concerns directly to the mayor. It's a tremendous and productive opportunity for the public. The public is not always given the opportunity in these chambers to ask questions and raise concerns. Are you aware of the perception council has created this evening?" Isakson said her concern is not with the idea of a forum. She said she would possibly support events like this in the future. "My concern was budgeting for communications," said Isakson. "I don't even know if I'm invited to go. I'm not concerned with the idea in principle, it's the execution that I have a problem with." Elliott said she is very much in favor of public forums. She said that was not the issue raised. "Had we been given the opportunity to do things through the normal, appropriate channels required in most cities, we would have had an opportunity to support, contribute and be part of promoting this event," said Elliott. "We are not being unsupportive of the mayor. We are simply trying to help him work with council rather than all by himself." Councillor Jim Palm said when he saw the ad in the newspaper, he was surprised, but he remembers Wasnow talking during the campaign that he was planning to have meetings with the public. "I have no issues with it," said Palm. "He can put an ad in the paper and hold this meeting as far as I'm concerned. I think it's a great step forward, communicating directly with the public, and to get a feel from the public on what they would like to see down the road."